Welcome to the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and we're here with a special guest, Rue. She's very special to me. I think she's a really good friend, and she has a lot of heart and soul. But I could say she's the best.
Thank you, sweetie.
Who she is and who she will be. So let's talk about what we can do.
I'm a hospice nurse by day and a visual artist and DJ by night, as they say, since 2018. I started initially working for a company called Wave XR as a resident artist and DJ. Grimecraft actually brought me on there quite a while ago, saw a little something in me early on, and that's when I really began my DJ and, you know, DJ work combined with, you know, building worlds and artwork to create experiences and things like that. So I did that for approximately 3-4 years for Wave before they closed their VR division down. And we started to build kind of other places, Neos and Altspace, and brought ourselves eventually to VR chat.
It's so sick.
To build over here, because this was my social space for many years, not my working space, but eventually it turned into my working space.
Well, definitely. It's so cool to kind of have these experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How long have you been making assets for in 3D models?
It's been about 5.5 years. Been about 5.5 years total.
Whoa, that's so cool. That's so interesting. It's awesome.
Tons of art and assets.
Tons of art. This is awesome.
All things stacked up.
All the things. So how long have you been in this kind of 3D software setup? You know, just what have you been doing for 3D animation? And where did it get you?
Literally where I'm at is as long as I've been doing it. Because I didn't think I could do art or anything like that. I have no skills when it comes to 2D artwork, paper, anything like that. But the minute I got into Tilt Brush, which is Open Brush now, I found that I could just make things appear in front of me in 3D. And suddenly art seemed easy. I could do things. I could make things. And so I would make different experiences, you know, based around that. I would create the art for it, set the music for it, and then go. Sometimes I did hip-hop shows, sometimes I did trance shows, other times I did special events, like a classical show, where we did the entire Planets series set to artwork from, what was it, 30 different VR artists, including Rosie, Kevin Ang, and a lot of these other wonderful people. It's not necessarily always been EDM and whatnot, but that does tend to be the focus when it comes to parties and things like that. But I do like doing special one-off events.
I definitely see that. You know, there's a lot of those, especially in this virtual world. And
this one screams it. This screams race.
Screams the 80,
of course.
The immersiveness of acid trips, and it does bring that kind of psychedelic features, and it's really great to see how people can replicate something that's very interesting, especially how, you know, this is, and it's really awesome to see that some people are down to create something to bring to life in this psychedelic form of a metaverse and also a 3D space.
Captures your imagination with the different kaleidoscopic pieces, and using the camera system in here, we've set it up for generative art as well. So VJs or other people who want to come in and, you know, do some camera feedback stuff to put the visuals up into the sky, there's a limitless possibility for that. It's nice to see people so excited to play around with things and have fun.
Has there ever been any kind of big events that's been happening, especially in your worlds, at all?
Yep, that was East West Transfest. That's an event I started exactly 2 years ago next month. We're having our anniversary here shortly. And it was to bring together, you know, the Japanese, European, and American sides of trance and psytrance, to have everybody play with each other and for each other, and kind of help introduce each other to the rest of the other, you know, countries and people who are in VR chat. This is a 24/7 and worldwide, you know, interactive tool.
Most definitely.
And after meeting so many of the trance DJs on the Japanese side, I was kind of inspired to say, okay, let's do a regular festival for trance. We have all kinds of other festivals. Well, hell, nothing like a rave fest.
Right, we'll do it.
It blossomed out to having, we featured over 110 DJs over 2 years.
That's crazy.
All playing trance, techno, rave music of all different styles.
Jesus.
And it's really brought it built a great little family of people. Who
definitely
now, when you come to regular events, usually with myself or TOTC, you'll see every country represented. Everybody mingles together. You know, it's the world coming together for music, and that's really kind of my dream. All of that on top of the regular day job, hospice nurse.
So you literally have this mindset of you kind of just having all this time, and it's just insane of how like productive you are as a nurse.
It's a passion. It's a passion.
That's so amazing, bro, to see what you have went through this whole journey of just these kind of phases, and look at you now. You're bringing your self-worth to what you can, especially in this passionate way of just bringing the future to you.
I build the places for people to enjoy together, to be happy together, and find friends and family together. That's the only reason I started doing this, was because after my surgery in 2018, when I lost my hearing because of a tumor, I was out for 6 weeks and discovered VR for the first time, and walked into Wave VR and found this family and this group of people who adopted me very early in my transition and helped me immensely. And the only reason I do this was to give back to them initially, and, you know, to give them the experience of something special. And then it just kind of kept going on and kept going on, and here I am 5 years later.
And five years took a lot of time for you to bring what you can to the table of bringing this metaverse into what you can. And you're just, you know, what's insane is like you doing this and just expecting something that you've never been a part of. And now you just,
by far,
it's just something.
I never saw any of this. I'm a fucking nurse from Ohio. Pardon my language, but I would never see myself doing this 5-6 years ago by any stretch of the imagination. It's only because of the people that have surrounded me and it helped me and given me amazing opportunities that I've been able to become, you know, what I am now.
Most definitely. And that's what's passionate about you, is that you are just truly adorable. And just, I really appreciate you so much of just making this opportunity well worth of my
There was a time when someone from PBS came to the VR platform and...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was very fortunate to be asked by a JoJo Florence. He's a documentary filmmaker who works with PBS very often on a series called Subcultured, which is an exploration of different subcultures within, you know, the United States around here. He's touched on female graffiti artists, furries, and other people, but he chose to do an episode on the metaverse and interview myself and a couple other people about what it is, what it means, and... You know, to me, the most important message I think that I had to get out for that particular documentary was about what identity means to people inside of here in VR, because it wasn't necessarily talking about all this. It was more about, because that's what the, because that's the crux of a lot of my reasons for feeling comfortable in here and other people feeling like themselves and discovering themselves is identity, because you can control your identity down to the minutest detail. Or try on new identities safely without the cultural or familial pressures around you. It allows people to find themselves a little bit different. You know, I make the joke, I've cracked more, or see more egg cracking here than a chicken farmer. And it's the truth. It's the truth. I joke about it that way, but I can't tell you how many times. I really can't tell you how many times I've had the experience where someone has walked up and said, you know, I saw you and... You just inspired me, and, you know, I recently came out as trans, and I feel I can be comfortable and be myself because I see you doing this. And honestly, with all the social anxiety, I would never freaking do this normally. But because I hear stories like this and people seeing that, I'm like, I had my inspirational people that helped me get through things. I'm glad to be even a tiny bit that for somebody else, to help them find themselves and their happiness in life.
Most definitely. That's what we need, an outlet to find someone that's willing to take that chance of showing up themselves, especially yourself, And, you know, bringing that kind of persona of identity brings themselves to the future of what it is now. And to accept and be yourself is something you need to find. And if you don't, then you're going to be stuck in the same place as everything else. And you brought your self-worth to what people can inspire. And that person just was inspired to you. And, you know, that's really awesome to see that you're making these moves so other people can do. And you're seeing how it's well worth to seeing justification of just, there are more people out there that are doing this as well as you are. And just seeing how this whole journey can just be revolving around you. You're kind of their inspiration that they're looking forward to.
I'm happy to talk anybody's ear off, but yeah, I do play the part of, you know, general big ear and, you know, listening to people, helping them out. Sometimes they need that, you know what I mean? That's just how I make myself approachable. People have helped me through difficult times. It's just paying it back, but the fear never goes away. You know, the Masquerade of VR is one of the few things that allows me to be able to do this, you know? I performed live this past weekend here, and it was absolutely nerve-wracking. No difference to performing in VR, had to pee 3 times before my set, everything. Nothing changes, you know? Nothing changes. No, it doesn't. It makes it easier. Yeah, it makes it easier to do it in here, for sure, but that anxiety, that nervousness is always still there, you know what I mean? But it's easier to mitigate. It's easier to mitigate.
It's always that different side of VR to actual reality and stuff, and we're here to bring what we can to what it is now. So let's talk
about always been your a bunny girl. Bunny. I've always been a furry. Always been a furry, and always identified with, you know, bunnies, bunny girls. I always wanted to be one of the, when I was growing up, I wanted to be one of the Playboy bunnies. You know, I just thought they were like the epitome of beauty and whatnot. Granted, I grew up and figured out they were an objectified sex symbol, you know, of a bygone era, but irregardless, it's that, you know, I still saw it as, you know, something beautiful. You know what I mean? Something more like I wanted to aspire to be and transition, but that's
so beautiful.
You know, I kept with the bunny girl aspect, you know, and people told me you got to have a branding. You got to have it. I'm like, I don't care about branding. I'm not trying to do this to get big. I'm just trying to do this to help people. But I understood that, you know, having a exactly. If I have a character that people look at and kind of see that persona or fursona, however it may be, they see this, up there, and they can identify with that and go, that's the bun. That's the bun, because that is me.
As of for myself, I can definitely tell that the comfortable character aspect of as a DJ can also relate to as something that you're an icon image about who you are, who you can be in the future for some people that will relate to you. And personally, like, there's been a lot of times where maybe Rue has been through times where she's definitely been that idol for some people and individuals like the trans community and other people as well. And people that are just barely getting into DJing or somebody that's like well worth what they want to achieve. Rue does have that kind of set mindset to what she wants to bring to everyone. And that's a comfortable character and everyone to remember her as who she is and what she does as herself. And she definitely acknowledges that she brings everything about herself to what she can to this game. And she's just an amazing individual that brings her fursona to what we can.
You have to distinguish yourself somehow.
Definitely, most definitely. Most definitely. So, Rue, how did you get yourself into music creation?
Personally, I'm classically trained. I learned to play piano at age 6, 7, and progressed through all different types of music programs in school, symphony, band, and jazz, and all of that, and really enjoyed it. And when I got out of high school, I did I did some production, hobbyist production, and things like that. This was late 90s, early 2000s. I gave it up after 2 catastrophic data losses. It personally gave me PTSD to having data loss. So I never went back to production again. I always loved music, but I was like, I can't do that again. I can't go through losing everything I've ever made again. So I stopped. And it wasn't until Wave and being able to create the experiences there and there. And I was like, well, maybe I can learn, you know, and apply everything I know musically and whatnot to DJing and mixing and things like that. Maybe I can learn this new skill to give back. And I began as a rough beginner, like anybody does in it, even with prior knowledge helping me along, you know, give me good forward skip to how to adjust. But I start out as a beginner like anybody else. And the reason why I will always, you know, feature anybody from the newest beginner to the most advanced artist in here is because I was given opportunities with, you know, professionals who were, one of Jason Daniels was a resident for Ultra for many years, and others like Scott had been on the UK rave scene since the late 90s. And it's hard to think of yourself as belonging. Imposter syndrome is very strong when you're looking at people who were, you know, been doing this for years and are just so much better than you. But then I, you know, the two of them mentored me a lot and, you know, finally sat me down and said, you know, you can't plot your journey by anybody else's. You can't compare yourself to anybody else's. If you started out on this journey to Canada at this time and I started out at another time, our journeys are at different times and different places and they are not comparable. What you need to focus on is where you are in your journey and where you want to go and enjoy it along the way. And that took away a lot of the imposter syndrome and worrying about, oh my gosh, I don't belong among all these people. And really, they're inviting you in. You do belong among them and can grow among them. That helped immensely.
Yeah, I totally get that. And, you know, and the imposter syndrome, it does kill that mentality because you're trying to be passionate about what you can. But there's everyone in this social platform to be where you're at, as well as a beginner, but also be part of something that you kind of go through these questions of, am I good or not? You know, there's always that time that everyone goes
through. We all have that in the back of our head.
Definitely, most definitely. And we all want to try to achieve something that we want, which is what we want to do.
You know, I'm doing something right.
Bringing out the hype to everything, you know, and that's what brings you to be the inspiration on the table. And you're the one that brings these emotional thoughts to a lot of individuals just like me and just like everybody else. But, you know, especially for everyone out there that's in trying to enjoy themselves, you know, we're all here to bring what we can to what we want to achieve. And the journey with that is to go forth on what we want to do and to know what we want in life, to bring what needs to be on the table to be inspired, or bring our social skills to what we want to work on more. And a lot of this stuff can be handled, especially in the social platform, especially with Rue. She brings the beginning of what she started from to bring what she wants to end her journey, which is being something greater than who she was, and to bring what needs to be on the table, which is her encouragement and her enthusiasm to get inspired by everyone. And we all know that everyone wants to go there one day. So, real quick question. Yep. Just to know what this program is, what is, like, Wave VR? What did it have to do with, like, VR and stuff? Like, did they tutor you? Did they, like, do anything?
Nothing. I was taught by others, mentored by others. Wave XR was a program that was, it's kind of still open today, but it's in a different format entirely. But it was a VR experience where we would have larger artists like Imogen Heap, Toki Monster, Rez, John Legend, Wave XR. Yeah, we created custom experiences for them as well as running our own weekly shows. It went through several rebrands, VR, XR, whatever the hot buzzword. But the idea was to create large size instances, multiple instances, so people could attend larger concerts inside VR. And that's all it was. It was not a social program. It was an event-based program. So people were pretty much only in their ear during the weekly resident DJ and artist shows, or they were there for the larger special events like John Legend, Burning Man, things like that, where we would have upwards of 4,000 to 12,000 people in VR in the experiences. Yeah, very large. It was well done. It was well done. And as a creation tool, it was very empowering because you didn't need to know Unity. You didn't need to know Blender. All you needed to know was how to create the materials, the objects, and upload them to Google Poly, and you could immediately bring them into Wave, and it was like building a model. You could scale it down and place items where you needed to be and create multiple scenes that would switch the whole world completely, the same as in here, the skybox and other things switch out with the flip of a button. That came from Wave, being able to change your environment up to 30 times completely to present whatever experience or image you were trying to build. And that's what we did as well as the head artists and DJs and whatnot, was created all these different worlds. I have at least 70 different, you know, experiences that I built over that time, because it was so easy to do on a weekly to monthly basis. There'd be a new venue, new art, new everything. And that was a lot of fun. Burnout.
Most definitely burnout. Was there ever a world that you've made that you give people the inspiration that people want to see you have these worlds, or have this world as what you made?
I've made one here in VR chat with assistance from Tara and some other people. It's called Transcend, and that was kind of originally called it the Trans Castle, kind of, sort of, but it's three separate stages inside a virtual space. You could change from an indoor area to an outdoor, wide open space area, and inside of it, there are 107 different pieces of VR art, everything made by hand, painted and everything, and placed in the venue, and you're able to switch through the art and the stage as well as the skyboxes to kind of build the custom experience that the DJ wants to have at the time.
I forgot what world it was, but I wanted to go see if we could check out your world.
Let's do it.
Kind of insane if you think about it. It's such a big landscape of just beauty and imagination. It just kind of makes things worthwhile.
This kind of stuff, it's there's so much work, and it's so beautiful when you see what it's individually created. I couldn't let that die. I couldn't let that fade away, because there was no place to display it anymore, because the wave had closed down. And that's why I took and preserved every piece of this art that I could and put it in here. To continue to be displayed, because this is frankly some of the most amazing art I've ever seen hand painted, and in VR as well. I have always been blown away by it. Not my own stuff as much. I admire other people's work a lot more, and I just wanted to make sure nothing got lost. You know, I spent 5 years doing all of this, and in that time I realized I don't want to build real life. I'm tired of little boxes and clubs that don't really, that are a pale imitation of real life. For me, it's always been, if I can build anything, I'm gonna build surreal life. Not just real life, but surreal. Let people come in and go, not go, okay, it's kind of a New York City street, I guess. Let them walk in and go, where am I? Look, what's going on? Where are we? Because that allows people to go on a journey in their own head as well, a lot easier than if you ground them with something. 100%. Preservation of this artwork was really important to me, because some of the most amazing stuff I've seen. Inspirational. The world is available. You can either search it through myself or Tara. It's called Transcend. And all my worlds are public to everybody, and if people want to throw events in here, all they have to do is walk in, start up the event, and they can set the stages, they can set any of the artwork they want, and flip through it as they want. That's the point, was always releasing it, not, you know, sharing it with everybody. Not just throwing our own things in here, but sharing, you know, the art and the music and the ability to create their own experiences for their people as well.
How amazing it is.
Okay.
I love you so much. And I hope to bring definitely something out of this that you are really amazing and appreciate.
It's been an amazing journey, and I appreciate everybody for it.
I hope you guys do enjoy this podcast. I'm with Rue. She's definitely an amazing being to be around, and she is something that you should introduce yourself as well. This is a podcast. I'll see you guys later.
Awesome.